This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of people are streaming into the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, desperate to get out of the country now that the Taliban has taken over. U.S. military troops have been flying Americans home from the airport in Kabul, and they fired warning shots this morning as they struggled to manage the chaos. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
The U.S. military took over Afghanistan's airspace in a chaotic attempt to evacuate as the Taliban rolled into the capital, Kabul. The Taliban swept into the capital after the Western-backed government collapsed and President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. The militants tried to project calm amid widespread fears of unrest. Videos circulating the internet show scenes of hundreds of people racing across the tarmac in panic at Hamid Karzai International Airport as they try to flee the country. The U.S. embassy has been evacuated and the American flag lowered, with diplomats relocating to the airport to aid with the evacuation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Republicans are pointing a finger at President Biden, some criticizing his withdrawal strategy. But Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the Afghan security forces collapsed.
That force proved incapable of defending the country. And that did happen more rapidly than we anticipated.
He was on ABC's This Week. Help for needy families. The Biden administration has approved the largest single increase in the food stamp program's history. Starting in October, average benefits for food stamps will rise more than 25% above pre-pandemic levels. Tropical Storm Fred could make landfall by tonight along the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain and storm surge expected. Almost 1,300 people now known dead after that earthquake in Haiti. It was a 7.2 magnitude quake. This is AP News. A blunt warning from the NIH director. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
The head of the National Institutes of Health says he's expecting a daily average of 200,000 COVID-19 cases in the next couple of weeks.
This is going very steeply upward with no signs of having peaked out.
NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins.
Here we are with Delta variant, which is so contagious, and this heartbreaking situation where 90 million people are still unvaccinated who are sitting ducks for this virus.
And now children are suffering too.
That's very worrisome. I think traditionally people kind of considered, well, you know, kids aren't going to get that sick with this. More than 400 children have died of COVID-19, and right now we have almost 2,000 kids in the hospital.
Dr. Collins appeared on Fox News Sunday. Shelley Adler, Washington.
To use Dr. Collins' words, we're in a world of hurt. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.